Welcome to Season 3 of Skills Recharged, hosted by professional development strategist Michelle Beatty on the Career Tipper podcast. The Skills Recharged conversation continues with industry experts, adding their voice and sharing their professional development tips and resources to potentially help professionals to keep their skills recharged, competitive, and hire ready. And now your host, Michelle Beatty.
Hi there. Welcome to Season 3 of Skills Recharged on the Career Tipper podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Beatty, the founder of Skills Recharged and the creator of Career Tipper. It's been over a year and a half since the season finale of Season 2. I ended that season by issuing a charge to keep going and to stay the course. I also shared that I was experiencing career burnout. I did not intend for my hiatus to last as long as it did, but life happened and an unexpected interstate relocation occurred for me and the start of a pandemic. I recognized that I needed to take a step back and reassess a few things for myself. I knew when I resurfaced, I wanted to be practicing what I encourage others to do in a new and healthier way for my overall well-being. First, I increased my investment and time into my self-care, including improving my content creation process. I'm batching my content and securing help to complete select tasks as needed to shift away from the DIY track, which will allow me more time to create, in addition, positioning myself not to go back down the career burnout path. Secondly, I spent dedicated time recharging my skills as well. I'm delighted to share that I earned my project management professional certification through Project Management Institute and became a certified Scrum Master through Scrum Alliance. Third, I want to thank you, my followers and supporters and listeners, for continuing to listen to past episodes of the podcast and sending me well wishes and inquiries of when exactly was I returning to continue the Skills Recharge conversation. I was always filled with gratitude when I read messages. I was tickled to learn that at the time of this recording, over 80% of my listeners are in China. Wow! I'm also grateful to the nonprofit organization Women on the Rise for including me to speak for part one and part two of their Educated and Broke Financial Empowerment Series sponsored by Ford. The pandemic has many reconfiguring how to keep our stride as we continue to move to this new and continuously changing drumbeat of normal that has us all swaying differently daily. Kudos to all of us for staying the course. Keeping your stride can be compared to a marathon. You have to strategize and train your mind and your body. Keeping our stride also has us, in general, being more curious, candid, and a bit more empathetic with others and ourselves. This episode is one of encouragement and reminders to take time to relish in your wins daily while you're keeping your stride to being your professional best. It's a journey, and every victory, big or small, is a contributor to your story of keeping your skills recharged. With that said, I've turned STRIDE into an acronym of strategy reminders to assist you with keeping your stride. You can go to skillsrecharge.com to receive the free download that complements this episode. Okay, let's go. S is for stats. Knowing your stats helps you to keep your stride for a couple of reasons. Keeping a running list of your accomplishments reminds you that you are the dynamic professional that you are. The numbers produced based on your knowledge, skills, and abilities are your proof, especially when dismissing the imposter syndrome or processing data and constructive feedback. Remember that knowing your stats helps you to tell your story of qualifications for those pursuing new opportunities when updating the resume and preparing to ace interviews or confirming the next steps in your business. Next, learn skills related to your industry. T is for teachable. Staying in a mode to learn something new and recharge your skills is needed as many are changing industries and roles or taking on additional tasks. Whether you're looking to identify which skills you should cultivate or mastering transferable skills, or you want to learn a skill for fun, it's all rooted in student mode. R is for research. We are researching to connect the dots to confirming logistics of solutions. Research to understand trends that lead to developing an understanding of all lessons learned from the research. Research is a steady process that gives constant discovery. Strategy connects to being deliberate. I is for intentional. Intentionality is the North Star for all that we do more than ever regarding all aspects of our daily lives. Our efforts to affirm our success, practice goal mapping, and believe that your time, financial investment, and effort to keep your skills recharged is time well spent in contributing to stirring up the opportunities we need and desire. D is for development. Mastery is an outcome of committing to developing through executing a growth mindset. In regards to this episode, I'm referring to your skills. Assess your skills, soft and technical. Learn how to assess your skills according to levels, beginner, intermediate, advanced, and milestones based on quality and productivity that it can apply to various areas. E is for engagement. Schedule time to spend time with your tribe of goal getters, in person or virtually. Take time to assess how you nurture and maximize your professional relationships. Engagement can serve many purposes by helping stabilize the journey to keeping your stride. Be a reservoir of encouragement, a mirror of truth of whether or not to remind you to extend grace to yourself or ante up and push yourself more. One story that I find to be a beautiful personification of keeping your stride is the seed and education business, Florette. Not only do I enjoy following them on Instagram, I enjoyed watching their documentary series, Growing Florette. The episode showcased the resilience that many professionals and businesses have continued to represent every day during the pandemic eloquently. Episode 2 from season 1, Crossroads, resonated with me. The founder of the flower farm, Erin, and her husband, Chris, the heart of operations, studied their stats to help determine their next steps to ensure they were on track to manifest their vision for the farm to expand their footprint to spread the love for flowers in the world. The stats challenged them to dig deeper to fine-tune their operation. They acknowledged each teachable moment that prompted immediate action on some tasks and pressed pause for other functions that help align all moving parts into syncopation. Their research outcomes led them to accomplish goals such as becoming a New York Times bestseller for their book, A Year in Flowers, and the intentionality to live life on their terms while cementing their legacy. They share the transparency in developing their skills to create products their community needed while inspiring appreciation for nature. Erin graciously shares how she humbly engages with her team and family daily in the business. She shares how her followers stretch her beyond her comfort zone and how mentors nudge and share their lessons that help her evolve to her professional best. I encourage you to watch the episode and series to assess professional development takeaways for yourself. Professional development is a journey that requires you to keep your stride. One way that I am keeping my stride is to continue my work as a professional development strategist by expanding the footprint of Career Tipper to developing the specific mission to help professionals identify and cultivate their skill set through Skills Recharged. This season, I'm continuing the Skills Recharge conversation by chatting with industry experts about mastering mental wellness, because taking care of our mental health is a priority and a skill. Next up, we'll discuss the skill of personal finance strategy, since the pandemic has almost everyone planning their finances differently. Then we'll chat about legalizing your side hustle, because protecting your dream and your side hustle is a non-negotiable. Next, we'll discuss developing the skill of practicing equal opportunity in the workplace. And we'll end the season by leading with Scrum, because one thing's for sure, most work environments have become agile or increased their agility. Until the next episode, keep your stride and skills recharged.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Career Tipper Podcast. Connect with Michelle and continue the conversation with her on social media at Career Tipper. Until next time, keep your stride and your skills recharged.